This weekend's cultural highlights in and around the Berkshires include a new musical, a new art exhibition, a new production of a legendary drama, and a marathon of new music, among many other events not to be missed. A reception celebrating the opening of Sometimes the Light is Enough, an exhibit of new oil paintings by Tina Sotis at the Cata Studio Space in Great Barrington takes place on Saturday from 3:30 to 6:30. 25 new pieces will be on display in the show, many or most of which feature Sotis's portrayals of light playing off sky. There will be a gallery talk with the artist on Thursday, August 8th from 6:30 to 7:30. A new musical theater adaptation of Robert J. Waller's best-selling romance, The Bridges of Madison County, premieres at Williamstown Theater Festival now through Sunday, August 18th. The show is slated to go to Broadway in 2014. The new musical is written by acclaimed playwright, screenwriter, and novelist Marcia Norman, with music and lyrics by Tony Award winner Jason Robert Brown. This is your chance to get in on the ground floor of what could be a hit Broadway musical. Academy Award winner Olympia Dukakis and Obie Award winner John Douglas Thompson star in a new production of Bertolt Brecht's Mother Courage and Her Children, about an artful canteen woman with the Swedish Army intent on keeping her business and family alive amidst the destruction of war, at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox through Sunday, August 25th. The 12th annual Bang on a Can Summer Marathon, featuring more than 50 musicians and composers in 6 hours of non-stop, boundary-smashing music, including compositions by Aphex Twin, David Lang, Michael Gordon, and Julia Wolf, closes the Bang on a Can Summer Music Festival at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday from 4 to 10 p.m. A twist on contemporary ballet by Troisième Étage, soloists of the Paris Opera Ballet and jazz-influenced popular dance by Body Traffic from Los Angeles are on tap at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett today through Sunday. Traveling from France, Troisième Étage will perform the world premiere of Le Pillow 13, a suite of new ballets commissioned specifically for Jacob's Pillow. Comedian Rita Rudner, who performs mostly in Las Vegas, will make a rare appearance in the region when she entertains at the Mahawi in Great Barrington on Sunday at 7. The Concertante Chamber Players kick off a 4-week series of chamber music concerts at the Clark in Williamstown on Tuesday, August 6th at 8. The chamber music series highlights the Clark's continued commitment to showcase a variety of art forms and allows visitors to enjoy the renowned acoustics of the Clark's auditorium. Jamaican reggae legends The Wailers, who were Bob Marley's backup band, perform at Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9. New York City-based Monica Bill Barnes & Company will perform 2 evenings of their humorous contemporary dance at PS21 in Chatham tonight and Saturday at 8 o'clock as part of PS21's summer season of comedy. Authors Maggie Estep, Linda Yablonsky, and Jonathan Santlofer will read their contributions to The Marijuana Chronicles, a collection of new stories recently published by Akashic Books and edited by Santlofer at Spotty Dog Books in Hudson on Sunday at 4 p.m. Brooklyn-based musical ensemble August Wells will provide entertainment at the reading, which will also include a book signing with the authors. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.